we'll be able to conquer our Vidyavan. Kartikeya. You have heard the name of Kartikeya. So, the wife of Lord Shiva, the kind, committed suicide in the Dakkhaja. She heard blaspheming her husband, so immediately she gave up her body. My father, you have given this body, therefore you are claiming so much from me. I give up this body. So he gave up his body. And the next birth, she was born as the daughter of Himalayan king, Parvati. And after her death, as the daughter of Dakkha Maharaj, Lord Shiva was engaged in meditation, very deep meditation. Now the problem was how to wake up Lord Shiva from meditation and engage him again with Parvati. Nobody there. So Parvati was engaged to worship the genital of Lord Shiva. She was in it. And he could not be awake. Kalidas Kavi is giving remark, here is zero. A young girl touching the genital of Lord Shiva, and he is not agitated. Dhira. Dhira means there is cause of agitation, but one is not agitated. That is called dhira. And adhira, everyone, there is cause of agitation in so many ways. Our this movement, Krishnat Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro, if we remain engaged in Krishnat Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro, then Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo, both the Dhira and Adhira will enjoy this Krishna. This our movement is for the dhira. And adhira also, if he joins this movement, even adhira also becomes dhira. This is the test. Dhira, dhira jana priyo, priya karo. So, we should not be adhira. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Adhira means to remain in the material world. So long we are adhira, there is no chance of going back home, back to Lord. This is the tapasya, to remain adhira. There are many causes of becoming adhira, but the causes may not disturb then dhira. Dhira, dhira, jana, priyo, priya, karo, harijastami, dhira. There is cause, enough cause. You are a young man, and a young prostitute, very beautiful, came at midnight and offered her body to Harijastha. He said, "Yes, very good, Prabhupada, you sit down, let me finish." When chanting, he said, "Anjali, this is dhira." For 3 nights he tried and prayed. Then she became surrendered. Said, "This was my motive, I was sent by such and such person." No, just how, yes, I knew all these things. I would have gone long ago, but you are innocent. Your business is this, you came. So I wanted to try to do some good to you. But better, you have come to your senses. Now you chant Hare Krishna, I am good. So here, this material world means so long we'll have a pinch of material desire, we'll have to take birth. Krishna will give us full facility to satisfy our senses in various ways. This is Raman Prabhupada. Full facility. Yeah. But if you want my advice, then Sarvadharma or Bhagavad, Mahavira. That is Krishna's advice. Otherwise Krishna is ready to give all facilities, power, material, enjoyment, in different grades of life. Beginning from Brahma down to the end, everyone is engaged in the sense getting. Punap punap chad vitachar manana. Either you become a Brahma, or you become Indra, or Chandra, or human being, a cat, or dog, or ant, or insect, the same being. Aharanidra bhayam. Puna-puna, again and again, the same business. So those who are engaged in the same business, that is, this how they say, this is not good. What is the use of same business, again and again? You are not disgusted to repeat the birth. It's very good business. To enter into Gumba, some mother and remain there for some time in so packed up condition and suffering, they forget. But acts in such a way that he will have to tell birth again. Nazaduman, this is not good business. Now, what is wrong? Just like some student in Hawaii University. What is wrong if I become a dog? Is he educated? University. You do not understand what is wrong in this business of repetition of birth and death. What is education? We cannot understand even what is suffering. And birth and death. And repetition again and again and again, it's the same business. For ahara, nidra, bhaya, eating, sleeping, sex, and protection. You cannot understand. Puna, puna, chayita. Nate vidu sāta gati mhibhishu. Durāsaya, bahirathama. Through external energy, they are trying to be happy. What is that happiness? Durasaya. That's not happiness. That is misconception of happiness. So long you have to die and enter into the womb of a mother and again come out and again begin another chapter of life. What is this happiness? मूरा ना भी जाना थी मामी भप परम हम भय बिजी की पोजी जाए तो विशाल देखते इट इज नॉट गुड बिजनेस साधु मन नहीं वट इज रॉन्ग दैर जस्ट लाइक वी हैव आई स्टूडेंट रॉन्ग इज देयर दैट यू विल गेट ए बॉडी एंड टू गेट बॉडी मीन्स सफरिंग Anybody, whatever God you get. Jato Atmayam Asarnapi, although you can say, all end suffering. It will end with the body, just like modern science. Everything will be ended with the body. It will end, it will appear in different way. But at least so long you leave, you have to suffer. Asannapi. The body will not endure, but the suffering will continue. That they do not understand. This is called mode of ignorance. Mura. So we should not lose the chance of ending our suffering. We must know what is the suffering. Janamitu jarabhyadi dukkha. Dukkha means suffering. And the real suffering is to take birth and then again die. And between birth and death, there is old age and disease. Who can deny it? Where is the scientist? Yes, we shall end all this nonsense. Nobody can end this. But they are trying, durasaya, hoping something which will never be fulfilled. Is it not? Their material adventure for mitigating suffering. Will it be possible? Brings some sugar cane. Sugar cane. Well, mode of ignorance is very, very bad. Little more advanced mode of passion, further advanced mode of knowledge, further advanced the spiritual position. Let's see. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give the human society the best knowledge, and they have combined together to oppose it. How mode of ignorance from simple method is to hear about Krishna. That Kirtanadeva Krishna. Simple. We have given so many books. All as we should hear about Krishna, speak about Krishna. Brings base quality ignorance and passion. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So wherever we remain, we should continue this. Otherwise, Maya. Chetadatmanamarjanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankhi. So we should hold classes very repeatedly and preach. What is the complainant of the opposing party?
That we are zombies.
Zombies? What is that?
Zombie. Like a robot. We have no brain. We are like machines.
We are machines.
Can't think for yourself.
They say that we have no freedom of choice.
Children have got also the same thing. Why the father stops? Children want to play. They do not like to go to school. Father does not like it. If the father attempt to check the child's freedom, every father is doing that. The government is doing that. Why government is checking criminality? By government chastising those who are criminals.
Because what they are doing is not good for themselves and for others.
Hmm?
What the criminal does is not good for himself nor for anyone else. So the government chastises them.
What is the definition of criminality?
One who breaks the law of the government.
Yeah. What is the law of government? The law of government is to give the citizen best life. Similarly, if we are trying to give them best life, why should we check? We are asking them no meat eating, no gambling. So is that bad?
By their definition, it may be.
That is a criminal law also, criticized. And why you are giving this instruction? The two parties must be there. Duality. If I accuse you of some criminality, you will say, why you are checking my freedom?
Because they have forgotten God, they no longer understand what is best for themselves.
They are like animals.
They're not able to discriminate properly.
Hmm?
Like that newspaper article, the Hare Krishna puzzle. Are they good or are they bad?
Yeah, like the puzzle.
He wanted that map of the Pokhara?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. heart is not disturbed. But everyone is fully fed and happy. The first problem is eating. But if you produce lectons, this corn alone can feed everyone. It's so nice food. Corn, you can smash, and the powdered portion, you can use that flour, and the portion which is not powdered, the hard portion, you can use that rice. And it is more nutritious than flour, wheat flour and ordinary rice. And very cheap. Cheaper than the ordinary rice and cheaper than the ordinary wheat. But you can utilize it, both dal, bhat and vegetable and fat from milk, you get so much value. Complete food.
I was very impressed with that farm when I visited there. Mm-hmm. Nicest. Mm-hmm. I saw one little kitten in the barn, and there was milk coming out of the cow's milk bag, and it was falling into the kitten's mouth.
Dropping.
Yes.
Such an important animal. And then, when she passes stool and urine, there you go. The milk is nutritious, the stool is useful, the urine is useful. Why this poor animal should be slaughtered? What kind of sibling is it? Yes. Your material desires, eating, sleeping, mating, fulfill it, like a gentleman. And save time and make spiritual effort. This is true. Why you are inventing so strenuous work and spoil time, valuable time of human life? This we want to preach. Save time, be spiritually advanced, and other necessities. Make it gentle, manly, soft carved. If you save time, you can read all these details and understand what is the value of life. Therefore, the literature is not for all. The Brahmins educate, and they distribute the knowledge by speaking. Others, those are less intense, simple by hearing, they will be guided. Just be convinced what kind of civilization we are trying to introduce. We should not be carried out. You have to check others. If we become then please help me. To save them from being washed away by Maya, if we become washed away, then what is the problem? Never threaten Mahaprabhu. জন্ম সার্থক করি করো বড় উপকার বি স্ট্রং সো দ্যাট ইউ মে নট বি আস্টার দেন ইউ ক্যান ডু আদার্স ইউ ক্যান চেক আদারওয়াইজ হাউ ইট ইস পসিবল দ্য ম্যান ইজ ড্রাউনিং ইফ ইউ আর স্ট্রং এনাফ ইউ ক্যান সেভ. But if you also become drowned, then I will save you. everything is there. Save yourself, save others. This is your Krishna Bhakti. First of all, save yourself. Then try to save others. Or both things can go on simultaneously. The same example, if you want to save somebody drowning, you must know that I may not be ostracized. I have to remain strong, then I can save him. Everyone is presenting himself as the saver, savior. These politicians and these philanthropists, humanitarian, they're taking the slogan to serve the humanity. What is that slogan? Is to serve God.
Service to man is service to God.
He cannot save himself, he's not being known. Let it be prolonged and let it be threadbare, judged. There's a good chance. Let it continue. And in the mode of defense, we explain everything. Our defense leader must be very expert. Take instruction power to give nice and place before the court. It will publish in the paper.
We have a very good man.
They must know what is the value of this mission. Brainwash.
We have a man who is very much eager to fight this case.
Yeah, that is one.
And he's a first-class fighter.
Hint. Really?
This man is not simply a businessman because in his form...
We want that.
Yes. He was taking up on his own so many civil rights cases. He's a fighter for individual freedom.
Not only that, he should become being. There is a good mission for the human society.
There are some very big persons now who have formed a group for the protection of the Hare Krishna movement. Mm-hmm. And these men have specifically stated that it must be only for the protection of the Hare Krishna movement, not others. They don't want to fight on behalf of any other movement, specifically this movement, because they're convinced of the philosophy of this movement.
Yeah, there's no others, they're not bogus.
They realize that.
They're bogus.
They were trying to decide what to call the name of this group. Something like Concerned Citizens for the Protection of Hare Krishna Devotees, something like that. So some of our own devotees...
Yeah, to protect the human rights, keep this name. What is human right? That we can explain. The human right is, here is an opportunity to understand God. So this society is giving that knowledge. If you don't give the human being the right of understanding God, then he's an enemy. You keep him in an enemy. The animal doesn't require, neither it is capable of understanding what is God, what is his relationship with God, what is his duty. He cannot understand. It is the only human being who can understand. And if you keep him in ignorance, like dogs and hogs, it's a great harm to the human society. He got the opportunity. You don't give him, you withdraw the opportunity. What kind of civility is it? By nature's way, you have come to the position of understanding why you are suffering, how this material nature is working. I am eternal, why I am undergoing birth and death. If you do not understand this problem, then what is the value of this human life? Eating, sleeping, mating, that is done by the animal. And this modern civilization keeping them in ignorance, that eating, sleeping, better style of eating, that is advanced. And that is also not better style. Eating meat, keeping slaughterhouse, is that better style of eating?
Animal living.
Tigers also do that. But you say, we are but missing, coming, tigers to fight. This is the advancement of things.
Bigger animals.
Acting like animals and going on and civilized. This is modern civilization.
They're trying to find so many things out from our past. They are trying to find any devotees who have left the movement, and they're trying to ask them so many questions to try and find something out that is wrong. Now, one devotee came to us. He's not a devotee anymore, Manusri. So this Manusri came one day to see Adikesh and myself. You may recall in New York he had asked for a letter exonerating him, so you had told me to investigate. So I sent out a letter to three persons, Guru Kriva Maharaj and Shrutakirti and Sukadev. But none of them could find anything wrong with the accounts. Anyway, after a while I issued him one letter that at least to our from our accounts we have not found anything wrong. Anyway, so that I thought that was satisfying him. So recently he came and now he says, I am finding so much difficulty from my father-in-law because he lent me some money. Now I have to pay back this money and I'm having great difficulty and I'm suffering on account of the on account of ISKCON has given me so much harassment for getting my citizenship here. So now the DA, the district attorney, has approached me, offering me money to speak things about this movement. Of course, I do not want to speak these things, but I am so much needing money, blackmail. This man has become the blackest snake I have ever seen. So I do not want to tell them anything. He's told them everything he knows already. It's clear by the way he was talking that he's already spoken to them everything. But we told him that we have nothing to hide. You may speak as much as you like. We have absolutely nothing to hide. But we cannot give you any money. Then again he called me on the telephone. Now you have given me one letter, he told me, which says that I was not doing anything wrong. But it is a fact that I have suffered so much. So my lawyer has advised me that I can sue the society. So I pointed out to him that the letter I gave him was on ISKCON Incorporated of New York letterhead. But the charges are against ISKCON Hawaii, which is a separate organization. So practically the letter has no value because I have no qualification for commenting on ISKCON Hawaii. I'm not an officer, nor have anything to do with them, so the letter is useless. I told him he can use it for Well, anyway, I won't say that. But anyway, he's so Black Snake.
Black Snake, yeah.
You helped him so many times.
He's in no faith in me.
This man stole from his father. And it is clear now that he joined this movement only to get an American woman and to go to America. I think he had never had much intention to worship Krishna. He's eating meat. Got his wife immediately when they came to America. He ordered his wife, "Now you cook meat." I mean, he looks very different now. He looks like a rakshasa. So they're getting this information, but what can they do? They're getting so much information from these devotees who have left.
Why did they didn't come?
Well, they're trying to find some imperfection, you know, but they cannot.
We are not part of it.
But
they're
the
trying to.
It's just like the Christian church. The book may be very good, but if someone doesn't follow, it doesn't mean the religion is bad. So they cannot condemn our religion. The books are perfect.
Then one or two will do. Why some? What benefit he has got, this Manas?
Actually, he is at a great loss. Any position he had here when he was a devotee, he has lost everything.
With this lantern. Electricity was introduced when he was a boy. And that also, not every house could provide electricity. Normally, they used to utilize gas, coal gas. If one man has got gas light in his house, he is considered a rich man. Gas, mental. Formerly electricity was, what is that, carbon, two carbon. In the morning it has to be changed. Mahatma Gandhi Road was Harrison Road. So in our childhood, when the carbon would be changed, they would throw, we shall collect it.
What would you do with it?
No, no, play. We have collected something. So electricity was introduced in our life when you are 10, 12 years old. Before that, there was no electricity.
But still you were able to read and be
educated.
Nowadays they think if there's no electricity, then there can be no civilization. That is their standard.
But still we are forced to take help of this lantern. And there is no electricity.
This electricity has enabled so
what is the price of 1 tin kerosene?
It's sold by liter. About 90 paisa per liter. 1 rupee per liter.
Or 1 tin, how many liters?
Depends on how many liters the tin holds. Mm-hmm. 5 liters, 20-liter tin.
The price has not increased, my wife.
No. It's not
because in our childhood we used to purchase one big canister, monkey brand. That was considered to be very first class. Less smoke. 4 rupees, 3 annas.
But now it's difficult to get.
Informally, we used to stock, huge stock in Calcutta. Burma sell. And new tin, if you exchange the container, then 6 annas less. Not very costly. Of course, in those days it was costly, taking consideration of the purchasing power of money. 4 rupees, I remember, 2 annas. My father did not like to purchase anything retail. What is daily necessity? He purchased potato, 1 bag. 1 bag means maybe 1 rupees 8 annas. 1 anna per session, kilo I have purchased. Rice, 15 months we bought. And what is the price? 3 rupees, 400. First class rice. Coal, this coal, coke, 500 per month. Purchase 1 cartload, 15 months. That day I was calculating, my father's income was at most 300 rupees per month in those days. And taking gold standard, my mother was purchasing gold from my cousin. He has gold shop, 20 rupees per tola. First class gold. Now it is 600 rupees per tola. In those days, 30 rupees per month. But 30 rupees, clerical staff, if you increase 30 times, how much it comes?
900
rupees. So where the clerk is getting 900 rupees?
That is upper middle class.
Nobody, no clerk is getting 900 rupees. Maybe officers, superintendent, they are getting. Actually, people have not increased their income. That is means they have become poor. ₹30 clerk is a very good position in those. And 60 rupees clerk, that is superintendent. Mm-hmm. Things were cheap. And 200 rupees officer, big income. The High Court judges were getting 4,000 rupees in those days, what they are getting now. I don't think their salary has increased. Maybe 5,000, 6,000. The governor was getting 10,000. High court judges are getting 4,000. And secretaries are getting 500 to 1,000.
People have become poor.
Hmm?
Poor materially and spiritually.
Hmm.
Actually, it's clear that the devotees are becoming wealthy materially and spiritually, and that is one of the reasons that these demons are so angry, because they see our opulence.
Yes, yes, I pray that these people do not do anything and they're living so opulent.
Yeah.
They inquire in Los Angeles. You know that?
Yeah.
Hmm? Brahmananda, you know that?
Yes, the neighbors.
Yes, they're angry, yes. How do you live so opulent? You do not drink. You have got so many cars, you eat so nicely, you live in such a nice house. And no anxiety.
That's why they think that we are CIA, because they think we're getting money from somewhere, from government.
Our Pitamana is accusing you. They have got 2 crores of rupees from American government to start this. Even my godbrother said, what to speak about it. Nobody is living in such a nice house. All my godbrothers.
None of them have done that.
They are animals. Neither they have got idea of aristocratic living, how to live aristocratically. You won't find in any one of my godbrothers a place like this. This is aristocratic. This is Indian aristocracy. Table chair is not aristocratic. Is more comfortable, cheap also.
If they sell somewhere like Detroit, they really. If they sell the Detroit place, then they really.
Detroit.
Yeah. The aristocratic living. Our temple in Detroit is very opulent.
And there is aristocratic house. You have seen it?
Yes. Before purchasing.
Oh, yes. That is aristocratic. Being formally, either Indian or American, your aristocratic was the same. Big, big rooms. Very decorated. Women's quarter different, men's quarter different. No man can enter into women's. Lavatory house different, cooking house different. This was Calcutta, Aristocrat. Those houses have now gone. No attached bathroom. Because it was service. How it can be attached back? So a separate house. Big house. only for passing through. And if possible, a lake within the house. Abstracted family, they would have lake within the house for using water.
Within the courtyard?
Not courtyard, within the boundary, compound. The Ranna Bari, Paikhana Bari, Mehde Bari, Purushdev, four divine courtyards. And who cared for city life? Nobody. Everyone was satisfied in village. General people, they would not come to city. Only servant class. What business they have got come to city? Because their men income from the field, Krishi Goraksha. What they have got to do in the city? In the city, big jamindars, personally they had nothing to do. They had managers and sarkars collecting money. That's all. And they have extra money. They are constructing Thakurbari temple. Just like that Mallik Thakurbari, and festival going on. That was Aristotle. They devoted their money for Krishna consciousness. What is that? Seen the Bengali?
Yes, this is the new printing. Gopal Krishna Prabhu is doing very nicely in printing.
He has got good and good. This magazine.
Everybody that comes buys a magazine and a Bhagavani Katan.
Bhagavan.
I was watching from the roof on Sunday. There was hundreds of visitors coming all through the day, and practically every group that went out, they were all they have a magazine and a Bhagavani Katha and
guitar a gun. Good. And similarly, our Hindi. You have seen our Hindi?
Yes. What is that? Bhagavani
Katha. Bhagavani Katha.
This is my old articles.
What Prabhupada used to write in that magazine?
Bhagavane Katha. Bhakti Katha.
Next one is Bhakti Katha.
And I was reading, it is done nice.
And they'll study carefully. These people here will study and read carefully. Mm.
I met one man who knew you from many years ago. He also saw you, Mr. Chakravarti. He was associated with Gaudiya Math as a young boy. And he said you would come to
to visit is one Purushottam Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj.
Paramahansa Maharaj.
Yeah.
Where do you have?
He was in New York. He was coming to our temple regularly.
Now, what he?
He's studying some conservation. He studied in London. He met you. You had invited him to come and stay in the temple. Sometimes he comes and stays overnight.
I don't remember. He stays in New York? Oh, yes, yes. I remember.
Our devotee stayed with him. This one girl who was kidnapped, and the police were looking for her, so they arranged, and he lives out in Long Island, he made an arrangement for them to stay. The police were looking all over, but they couldn't find
him. She gave shelter?
He gave shelter, yes. Mother Shalavati and this girl, they stayed with him. He very much admired Mother Shalavati's austerity, how she was just taking little milk, little vegetable, nothing else, but always engaged. He was impressed.
Shilavati is in New York?
Probably.
Where are his, her sons?
They are in Maya. She now engages in book distribution also.
She is very nice. From the beginning, she is devout. She is about 50 years old.
Yeah, at least 50.
Hmm?
Yeah, her hair is gray.
She wears all white. Sorry. Other women that age, they would be looking for another husband, another husband, another.
Yes. Widow life is also brahmachari. Printing is all right. At least for India it is very good.
Yeah. The paper quality I saw that Gopal is using now is getting much better.
Yeah.
The book could be sold anywhere in the world. The most recent publications of his could be sold anywhere.
It's Srimad Bhagavatam.
It's good enough for
export. Yes,
yeah, when we were there, he was putting together a Hindi Srimad Bhagavatam. It was getting just going to the printer.
Yes, seeing the printing?
No, he was just laying it out, getting ready to give for printing.
He's very ambitious to print all these books. Seems to be working on it day and night.
What is that?
Yeah. It's a good team. Gargamuni is distributing and Gopal is publishing. Gargamuni has so many standing orders.
And Kalinda. Yeah, John Addison.